By mid-afternoon, the black Chevrolet had reached Emporia, Kansas. A large town, almost a city, and a safe place, so the occupants of the car had decided to do a bit of shopping. They parked on a side street, then wandered about until a suitably crowded variety store presented itself. The first purchase was a pair of rubber gloves. These were for Perry, who, unlike Dick, had neglected to bring old gloves of his own. They moved on to a counter displaying women's hosiery. After a spell of indecisive quibbling, Perry said, "I'm for it." Dick was not. "What about my eye? They're all too light-colored to hide that." "Miss," said Perry, attracting a salesgirl's attention, "you got any black stockings?" When she told him no, he proposed that they try another store. Black's foolproof. But Dick had made up his mind. Stockings of any shade were unnecessary. An encumbrance, a useless expense. "I've already invested enough money in this operation." And after all, anyone they encountered would not live to bear witness. "No witnesses," he reminded Perry for what seemed to Perry the millionth time. It rankled in him, the way Dick mouthed those two words, as though they solved every problem. He was stupid not to admit that there might be a witness they hadn't seen. "The ineffable happens. Things do take a turn," he said. But Dick, smiling boastfully, boyishly, did not agree. "Get the bubbles out of your blood. Nothing can go wrong." No. Because the plan was Dick's, and from first footfall to final silence, flawlessly devised. Next, they were interested in rope. Perry studied the stock, tested it. Having once served in the Merchant Marine, he understood rope and was clever with knots. He chose a white nylon cord, as strong as wire and not much thicker. They discussed how many yards of it they required. The question irritated Dick, for it was part of a greater quandary, and he could not, despite the alleged perfection of his overall design, be certain of the answer. Eventually, he said, "Christ, how the hell should I know?" "You damn well better." Dick tried. "There's him, her, the kid and the girl, and maybe the other two. But it's Saturday. They might have guests. Let's count on 8 or even 12. The only sure thing is every one of them has got to go." "Seems like a lot of it, to be so sure about." "Ain't that what I promised you, honey? Plenty of hair on them, those walls?" Perry shrugged. "Then we'd better buy the whole roll." It was 100 yards long, quite enough for 12.